News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
You heard Joe mentioning the national commercial vacancy rate in the business bulletin there. It's a new high of 14.4% according to the GeoDirectory Commercial Vacancy Rate report. Roisin Murphy, architect, conservation activist, artist and lecturer in Griffith College Dublin is with us now. Morning, Roisin.
Good morning, all.
This is very much a nationwide problem, isn't it? And we can talk about the economic reasons for it, but the impact on just the visual nature of our streets is so stark.
It is very stark. And even as far back as 2016, we know that vacancy has been on the increase. But we also know that it has measured impact on our health, believe it or not. So vacancy can even lead to disease. Believe it, it's really bad for us. Vacancy is bad for the community from so many levels that it really needs to be addressed. It's a huge issue within cities.
What drives me mad is when you see, I can't remember the name of this particular weed, but you know the weed, the big purple one that grows, and it grows about 7 foot high, and it's in the gutters, and it just, you straight away you look at that building going, that'll never be used again.
Yeah, and the thing that really enrages me is this goes across from OPW buildings right down the line to somebody who's abandoned the building, that they don't come back and garden it. Like, just get rid of the weeds, maintain it. If you're not in your building, you still have an obligation to the people around you to maintain that building. It's incredibly important. And you can see that the gross dereliction that goes with some of the vacancy is really, it should be challenged at a government level, because we can see it. If you go into Dublin City Centre, you can see huge tranches, even in the fruit and veg market, in the Ivy markets, we've had it, where to get people to even maintain the properties is very difficult, because whatever about leaving them vacant, they attract antisocial behaviour. I would say they're one of the main significant factors in the rise of antisocial behaviour is abandoned buildings and streets.
Isn't vacancy a self-fulfilling prophecy? Because what happens is it falls vacant, then nobody puts any money into it, then it falls into disrepair.
Yeah.
And as I pointed out earlier on, one of the biggest challenges we have, particularly in rural Ireland, is somebody then dies, which means the property, it goes into probate.
Yeah.
And when it's in probate, it'll probably never come out of it. And as a result, eventually it'll fall down. So the state and authorities, local authorities, should be doing more to force owners and to force those who have responsibility here for these properties to do something with them.
Oh, I think it's very difficult. I think some of the legislation is there. We know there have been studies done in Dublin City Council about trying to tackle vacancy rates, refunds and all sorts of that stuff like that to kind of incentivize this sort of good behavior rather than bad behavior, because we have, you know, in other cities you'll see the rates are far more flexible, but also the use of streets is far more flexible than we're having. But the problem is we still have a problem with enforcement in Dublin. And we definitely have it down the country, where you can write a letter to somebody and say your building's falling down, or they don't seem to be able to enforce some of the conservation issues that we're finding. We're finding people, conservation officers, basically have their hands tied. And we're not just talking about Georgian or Victorian buildings. We're talking about huge kind of tranches of industrial wasteland and stuff like that. But on a positive note, and to quote Dara Keogh on this, not directly, but this is also an opportunity for us. Okay, like, we could doom and gloom this, but the reality of it is we have a very high vacancy rate. We have a very high problem in terms of what I would say is homelessness, the viabilities of cities. And this isn't just unique to Ireland. Like, there's a big long list of growing vacancy rates in cities, partly to do with COVID, Brexit, changing commercial habits, millions of them. But we have to reimagine the city, and we have to reimagine our towns and how we live.
Leaving it fall down around our ears is not an option. It could be much better.
No.
Roisin, we leave it there for now. Roisin Murphy, architect and conservation activist, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.